Let's head to Australia. Brad Foster across the ditch. Hi there, Brad.
Hey, Jesse. I'm laughing at your beanbag story. I remember putting together a swing set on Christmas Eve late at night after a few drinks and vowing that this was a bad idea and we should have got it put together at the store. But we didn't, of course, to save money, but I feel for you.
Yeah.
I feel for you.
Hey, I understand Auckland's been front page news in Australia.
It has, and for no good reason, of course, and about this flooding. Gosh, we can't believe it. And sadly, the loss of life, the clean-up looks like it will be going on for months. The footage on television has really shown how bad it is. We saw for the first time your new Prime Minister in action, footage of him touring flood-hit homes and some of those houses, Jesse, on cliffs. It's incredible. And I don't think I'll be telling you how much rain we've had over here in the next little while. I think it was a record on the weekend, wasn't it? Or Friday night?
Took us all by surprise. Gosh. We knew it was coming, but to actually be in Auckland as it started to come down and then you looked at your social media feed and suddenly it's turned from kind of regular life to just video after photo of the floods hitting various parts of the city. It was quite incredible.
Terrible.
I think, we'll all remember that.
One thing I guess comes out of this kind of thing is the camaraderie of people, and I'm sure that that's happening in Auckland, neighbours helping neighbours where they can. I know that that's happened in Australia over the past 12 months. So,
I think that's true. You had Australia Day last week. You were feeling a little bit nervous about it when we spoke a week ago. Were there protests as expected or celebrations, or how did it go down?
There were some protests, all peaceful, no arrests in major cities. Plenty of barbecues, beach trips for a lot of folks who weren't at protests. We had the Australian of the Year announced, the 2023 recipient. It's an Adelaide mother of four, Taryn Brumfitt. Now, she's a campaigner to change body image culture in Australia and around the world. And this path for her started back in 2013 when she posted on Facebook a before and after photograph of herself. And it's on your website now, actually. Now, after the birth of her first child, she became determined to regain a pre-pregnancy figure. She started going to the gym and even considered plastic surgery. But she said this obsession only led to unhappiness. She changed her mindset around to embrace who she was and how she now looked, leading to her posting that first image of what she describes as her real self. She's now written numerous books. She's got a Netflix documentary called Embrace and something like 500,000 social media followers. She said that she'll be using the Australian of the Year platform to also address body image issues among children, which I think is extremely important now, especially with social media and everything. She's extremely inspirational and definitely a worthy winner of this award, Jesse.
Yeah, if people haven't seen the photo, it is a before and after, but perhaps not in the order you would expect those to be. Her competing in some sort of body competition, and then her just a pretty natural shot of her clearly with just a real body like the rest of us have, and that message sounds like it's resonating over there. It seems like people really need to hear this and need to have someone high profile say, hey, it's okay to love the body you've got.
That's right, yeah. And as I said, I definitely a worthy recipient, and nice that it's not a sports person or somebody who somebody that's something out of adversity has come something good for this lady and hopefully the rest of the world. So really, really nice, Jesse.
Indigenous voices are often to the fore on Australia Day, and no exception last week. They're actually talking about a proposed Indigenous voice to Parliament. What's that exactly?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you've heard about this.
No.
Something that's going to be in the news in Australia for the next little while. There will be a referendum held about it later this year. It's a concept that was proposed by the Prime Minister after he came into power last year, and it's basically the formation of a body composed of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who would advise the Australian Parliament and government on matters relating to the social, spiritual and economic well-being of First Nations people. Now, it's important to understand that this body won't have the power to change laws, only advise the government. But there's some confusion about what powers they will have. It could mean an alteration of the Australian Constitution to establish this Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. And that's what it's called, a voice. It was interesting, at one of the Australia Day protests, though, in Sydney, the organisers, who were Indigenous people, said they didn't agree with having a body like the voice. So it's a little confusing, but I have no doubt you and we certainly will hear more about it in the next little while, Jesse.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for that one, and I suppose it might come down to whether they feel like the voice is just a symbolic or token thing, or
yes,
whether it actually includes some self-determination might be part of the issue there. Anything else happening your part of the world?
Well, we've got the pre-season for Aussie Rules football. That's the game that you guys don't understand too well from Victoria mainly. Rugby league, that starts the pre-season in February. The season kicks off in March. I don't like my team Parramatta's chances this year. They had a good shot last year, but they've lost a few players, unfortunately. The Women's T20 World Cup starts in February. Australia plays New Zealand in South Africa on February 12th.
Oh, nice one.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
And Tourism Australia last week announced its top 10 Australian beaches, and Sydney only had one on the list, Balmoral Beach, which is on the North Shore. It doesn't even have waves. I don't know how that got into the list. The winner was Apollo Bay, which is along the Great Ocean Road in Victoria. Whitehaven Beach in the Whitsundays, it didn't get a mention. Tourism Australia has someone called a beach ambassador who picks the winners. Now, I wouldn't mind that gig, Jesse.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you get it, but it wouldn't be too bad travelling around the country looking at checking out the beaches.
Yeah, it's a bit like restaurant reviewer, except that you don't hurt anyone's feelings. Sounds perfect.
That's right.
Any others worth mentioning on the list?
There's Rainbow Beach in Queensland, Adventure Bay, Tasmania. There is a little Bondi Beach in the Northern Territory. I didn't know that. Flying Fish Cove in Christmas Island, and there's one called Stokes Bay, which is on Kangaroo Island, just off the coast of South Australia.
I see. Yeah, I guess, they've basically picked one in each part of Australia, so that they don't offend anyone, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right. They're probably areas or beaches we haven't heard of to try to get people out and about rather than just going to the tried and tested ones.
Yeah, I was just looking up Rainbow Beach to see if I'd been there before. Is that Sunshine Coast in Queensland?
It could be, yes.
Yeah, a little further north, Great Sandy National Park. Okay. Hey, thank you, sir. Great to chat with you as always.
You too, Jesse. Take care. And I wish everyone in Auckland all the best.
Brad Foster.